Welcome to Green at Sydney Football, August 31st, 2018. After a minor technical difficulty, we picked up the game with 6:05 left in the first quarter. Here's Nate and Tim.
Green going right to left on your radio dial as they march down deep into Sydney defensive territory, looking for the first score of the game with 6:05 to go in the first quarter. Here's the snap to the QB, and Nate Erickson tries to hand it off in the backfield, and a big-time tackle for Sydney as Wyatt Kiff breaks into the backfield and brings the runner down for a big loss.
Yeah, that was a huge loss. Great play by Kiff. Came right through the line and made a great tackle in the backfield.
Clock continues to run. 5:45 to go, first quarter. Sydney and Green are scoreless in the first game of the season. Thanks for joining us. I'm Nate Lowell alongside Tim Cutting. Green's in the white tops, the black pants, and the green helmets. Sydney's in the maroon tops with the white pants and the new gray helmets. We'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. It's a 2nd and 12 with the ball on the 22-yard line. As again, Green goes right to left. Here's Erickson, breaks out, little 360 spin back to the left side, and he's gang-tackled there by the Sydney Warriors. Tanner Gifford coming up from his safety position to help bring him down.
Yeah, there was a whole bunch of Warriors on that play right there, and athlete that Erickson is almost got away.
Erickson's so shifty, and you know, he's a fast guy, but he's also very strong. He's built to have size and speed and strength. 5 minutes to go in this first quarter, against scoreless between Sydney and Green. The Warriors on defense trying to hold strong. It's a 3rd and 12 here for the Green offense as they break the huddle, and Erickson will come back up to the line. Here he's in the shotgun. Behind him, the running back here is Zach Gibbon. Gibbon is flanked off to the right, two wide receivers to the right and one to the left. And we'll have a flag on the play. Did somebody from Sydney jump a little early there, as it looked like David Gannon was trying to streak through?
Yeah, Gannon timed his blitz really well right there and made one of the interior linemen jump for the Trojans. So it's a legal motion penalty against the Trojans.
4:38 to go in this first quarter. And that's going to back Green up to what was looking like a pretty successful drive as they worked their way into Sydney territory. Is now back to a 3rd and 18 as they're on the 28-yard line. So maybe Green will go to the air here. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. One runner in the backfield, Erickson in the shotgun. Calls out the snap, gets the hike, steps back, throws across the middle, passes complete and down to the 15-yard line. A catch there by Isaac Haddock. It won't be enough for a first down, so a 4th and short coming up here for Green.
Yeah, 4th and short, and they're definitely going to go for it because they're, you know, they're bringing in a bunch of people. They might have to try a kick here.
Clock moves down to 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Scoreless between Sydney and Green. It's a 4th and 5, and let's see what the Warriors, what the Trojans have up their sleeve. Ball's at the 15. Going to be a 4th and 6, actually. It looks like they're going to try to kick here with Zach Gibbon. So we'll have to see, maybe a little bit of trickery. We'll have to see.
32-yard attempt.
As Tim said, it would be a 32-yard attempt. The snap is good. The hold is good. The kick is through the uprights, and it is good. A 32-yard field goal puts the Green Trojans on the board with 3:25 to go here in the first quarter. It's Green 3 and Sydney nothing. The Warriors will have the ball when we come back here on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you live on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com, our opening football game of the season. Green with a 3-0 lead over Sydney. And Tim, I know we were off the air for a little bit there, but as we had a chance to sit here and watch, looks like both teams maybe with some opening game jitters, some penalty flags, and just the little kinks they have to work out.
Yeah, that'll definitely come with time, obviously. You know, right now they're just so excited about being out there for the first time this year. And they've had some false start penalties. They've done some, you know, personal fouls and stuff. They'll clean that up.
So again, 3:35 to go, first quarter. Green with a 3-0 lead after a 32-yard field goal from Zach Gibbon. Good to know that the Trojans have a leg there that they can rely on.
It's just such a huge advantage if you have a kid that can kick from that distance.
And here's the kick. It's fielded by Sydney, and they'll bring it out to the 25-yard line. We'll see who the returner is. Good coverage there by Green. There was really no daylight to be had. And it looked like maybe Kevin McEwen bringing it back up there for Sydney. And so they will start this drive going left to right on their own 25.
Yeah, he had no room over on that left-hand side. The Trojans really did a nice job of shutting that down and then made a real nice tackle in the open field.
Sydney, in the opening part of the game, has moved the ball pretty well, but had some drives that have stalled out so far. We did have a fumble early in the game on Green's first possession. They gave it away on a second down, but Sydney was unable to capitalize. So again, 3.5 to go in the first quarter. It's Green 3 and Sydney nothing. And here's the new quarterback, Ryan Harris, in the shotgun. Two wide receivers out to the right and one to the left as Sydney goes left to right. He's going to throw it across the middle. We'll have a flag on the play. And it's going to be a false start here against the Warriors.
Yeah, the Warriors are definitely got to figure that out, because what they're doing, it seems like one of the plays, we were talking about it with the scoreboard crew here, it looked like they knew the snap count, but the center didn't snap the ball. So there's something going on in there, and they got to figure that out here pretty quick, or they're going to be marching backwards.
As you said, Tim, all those things that have to get fine-tuned, and you try to do that throughout the summer, but it's really hard to simulate that first game time pressure when you're under the lights here on a Friday night.
And live game speed. That's tough. And the other team wants to rip your head off.
Yes, and Green, with some of the guys they have on that line, they are coming for Ryan Harris if they can get to him. So 3.5 to go here in the first quarter, and the snap again with a flag. And this is going to be, looks like, a delay of game there against Sydney. So two straight penalties against the Warriors to start this drive.
Yeah, so it'll be first and 20 for the Warriors, and they're deep inside their own territory. So we'll see what the new quarterback for the Warriors can do with a little pressure as far as additional distance needed for the first down.
Green 3 and Sydney nothing here in the first quarter, live from Sydney Alumni Field. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO. Thanks for joining us. As it's a cool night for football, feels later in the fall than it is here for the opening game of the season. And Harris with a throw to the right wing side, falls incomplete. Looked like a little miscommunication there, as there was really nobody in the area. Second down and 20 coming up for the Warriors, as they have the ball back on about their own 20-yard line here. And so again, 3:26 to go, first quarter, Green 3, Sydney nothing. And the Warriors, unfortunately, if you're a Sydney fan, marching in the wrong direction on this drive.
Yeah, they definitely are. They got to put something together here in the next two plays, or they'll be punting the ball back to the Trojans.
Again, ball on the Sydney 20 as they go left to right. It's a second and 20. Harris in the shotgun, drops back to pass, throws over the middle, escapes some pressure, gets it off to McEwen, who dances his way on the left wing up to the 26-yard line in front of the Green sideline. So some positive yards there for Sydney.
Nice little pickup. Got part of the initial. Oh, they're right back. Nope. Oh, they keep moving the box. So let's see. It's going to be third and 13 for the Warriors.
So a third and long. Not the situation you hope to be in here. Looks like about a third and 13. Third and 12 is up on the board. 2:55 to go, first quarter. Green 3, Sydney nothing. And on the left wing side, one wide receiver out there, two to the right. They throw to the right for Colby Finch. He makes the catch, but he's wrapped up there by an army of Green Trojans, including Logan Kennedy, but then a flag on the play.
Yeah, I think we have a personal foul on Green here, probably a face mask.
Yeah, Finch with the nice catch there, and then it was a big gang tackle there for Green, and somebody got a little overexcited, and that's going to help Sydney as they move left to right here.
Yeah, it should probably give them a first down. I believe it's 15-yard penalty.
2:44 to go in this first quarter, and boy, the face mask, at least in high school football, is a huge penalty. I mean, if you get that called against you, it's going to be a tough one, as Sydney was really kind of in a tough third and long there, and now all of a sudden it'll be first down, and they'll move their way up to the 43-yard line. And so Sydney again going left to right. Here's the snap to Harris. Again, he's got pressure coming right through the line. Escapes, throws on the run, gets it to Peyton Mosier. Complete up to the 41-yard line. Move the chains. That'll be good for a first down.
Want to save, give real good kudos to Ryan Harris right there. He was running to his left. That's very hard to throw the ball when you're running across, when throw across your body like that. And he put it right on the money. First down, Warriors.
And boy, there was two D linemen that came sprinting through the line. They were chasing him. He was running for his life. But he did a good job to scramble, escape, and throw that off. So a first and 10. Sydney is into Green territory. Ball's on the 42. 2.5 to go, first quarter. Green 3, Sydney nothing. Here's Harrison. He'll hand off to David Gannon. Hits the hole hard and gets about 8 yards right up the gut, maybe nine. And so this will be a second and short coming up as he gets down to about the 34-yard line.
Gannon on the quick hitter, just like Nate said, and inside the guard and the tackle, and just made real quick work of those hard yards right there.
Talked about it in the pregame show, this offense, but we didn't talk a lot about David Gannon, and he's going to be a great weapon in the backfield for Sidney. This will be a second and one. Ball's on the 34. Harris looks to throw. Goes to the outside through the wickets there as Mosier couldn't pull it in. Incomplete, third and one coming up.
One of the things I was going to talk with you about, Nate, was one of the major changes in the rules this year that you're going to hear us be saying a lot is the defenseless player, just like in the NFL, that's going to be huge. Referee's judgment, if the player's in a defenseless position and he's hit, that's going to cause a penalty.
Third and short, they'll hand off to David Gannon. Tripped up in the backfield, but another flag on the play. And we'll see what the call is here. With 1:52 to go in the first quarter, it's Green 3, Sidney nothing. This one's going against the Warriors.
False start against the Warriors. This will be the third one on this drive. And, you know, they just can't. They get stuff going together, and then all of a sudden they get a penalty and pushes them back. So it'll be third down and eight.
Tim, we've talked about this a lot over the years, just how much of a killer some of these penalties are, especially when you get a good drive going like this. Third and seven now for Sidney as the ball is back at about the 39-yard line. Harris is going to drop back. He's at the 45, throws over the middle, complete to Mosier, hauls it in at about the 36-yard line. And it's a little short, a couple of yards short of the first down here with a minute 40 to go. Clock is running. First quarter, Green 3, Sidney nothing.
Nice little pitch and catch, but he got about half the yards that he needed, so it's going to be fourth down and a long five.
So ball's on the 35. Clock is running down to a minute and a half. Harris looks over to the sideline here. Looks a little confused here on this fourth and four officially. Here's the snap. He's going to look out to the right. Pressure coming. Escapes. He's going to go to the right side. Still trying to avoid the pressure and has nowhere to go as Isaac Haddock for Green comes up and makes the tackle. And Sidney's going to turn it over on downs, and Harris really had nowhere to go.
Yeah, he was running for his life right off the bat. So, you know, nice job by the young man to hang on to the ball.
Yeah, very important in that situation as he had a swarm of Green defenders on him. And so a nice drive for Sidney there comes up empty as a couple of penalties stalls things out. With a minute 12 to go in the first quarter, Green will get the ball back as they lead Sidney 3-0 here in the opening game of the 2018 football season. Harris looks a little frustrated after that one, and they had a nice drive going and just couldn't capitalize as Green will get it back here as they go right to left. Ball is on their own 40 as they approach midfield. And here is Erickson looking out and across. He's going to hand one off. Noah, quarterback keeper, gets up the middle, 45, spins his way up to the big Sidney S at midfield and is brought down there just a little short of a first down.
Nice little quarterback draw right there. Real quick play, and Erickson didn't need much room and didn't take long to get through the hole and into the second level, and it's second down and one.
50 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's Green 3, Sidney nothing. A second and one, ball right at midfield as Green breaks the huddle. Erickson, so dangerous. We know he can certainly run. Haven't seen him throw a whole lot here tonight, but I'm sure he's capable of that as well. Two wide receivers to the left and one to the right. Erickson in the shotgun. One runner in the backfield. Again, right at midfield with 30 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Erickson throws across the middle. Pass is complete. Good for a first down and brought down at the 35-yard line there by the Green Trojans.
Number 23 for the Green Trojans. Real nice catch and held on to the ball, went up, got it, and first down for the Trojans.
So 25 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Green 3 and Sidney nothing, as that is the mystery wide receiver there for the Green Trojans, wearing a number that is not on the roster. That usually happens when somebody forgot their uniform. He's maybe in trouble with coach, something along those lines. So we'll figure out who that is, but a nice catch.
Yeah. He made a nice catch. Maybe he's not so much trouble.
10 seconds to go. Clock is running. A first and 10. Ball is on the 36-yard line. Green is in Sidney territory. They'll get the playoff. They hand off to the left side, and the runner is brought down here as time is going to expire. Good job by the Sidney defense is coming off the bottom of the pile there. Running the ball was Zach Gibbons. So the end of the first quarter, it's Green 3 and Sidney nothing. Start of the second quarter coming up here on WCDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sidney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both a professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sidney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back as we get ready for the start of the second quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. Green with a 3-0 lead over Sidney. A quiet first quarter. Both teams looking to settle in here, Tim.
Yeah, they definitely are. And Green points mustered was a nice 32-yard field goal kick. Like we said before, it's a huge thing to have in high school football is a kicker that can do that for you.
You know, we saw Tioga a couple of years ago when they had such a great kicker. And you know, last year with Trevor Hallequist, really just added a whole other dimension to the game, I thought.
Absolutely.
So Green will switch ends of the field here, so they are now going left to right. Erickson will drop back here on a 2nd and 10, throws a bomb to the right side. It's up in the air, but just in front of the outstretched hands of Noah Kennedy, who made that last catch at the end of the first quarter. Had a different number listed on the roster, but they tried to go for him there again and just a little bit long.
And he outran the Warriors. If that ball had been a foot or 2 feet back towards him, that I think would have been 6 points right there. He definitely outran the Warrior defense.
So again, at the end of the first quarter, it was Green with a 3-0 lead over Sidney. A 32-yard field goal from Zach Gibbon was the difference there, as now we start the second quarter. But a 3rd and 10 here for Green as they go left to right. The ball is on the Sidney 37-yard line. So here is Erickson again in the shotgun. Two runners in the backfield. Erickson, quarterback keeper, rolls out to his right, tries to slip through the defense, and he's brought down. Good job there by Sidney. Looks like Cameron Chabot slid over and made the tackle.
Real nice play by the defensive end right there. He would not let the quarterback get out to the outside, and it was the option play to the right side, and he was unable to pitch it. So nice play by the defensive end.
Quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Norwich leading Windsor 14-0 as they start the second quarter. And a lot of other games going on tonight. We'll talk about that during our halftime show, try to get you some score updates there. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our Sidney Main Street studios. A couple little technical difficulties to start off the game, but, you know, when you got Jim at the helm, things get fixed pretty quickly normally. So.
Sure does.
So Green with a 3-0 lead over Sidney just into the second quarter, about a minute gone. As here is Erickson on a 4th and 10. Drops back. He's going to have to throw across the middle. Pass right through the fingertips there of his intended target, which was Isaac Haddock. Throw was a little low, but the coverage was also there for Sidney.
Actually, Tanner Gifford was blanketed on that receiver right there, made a really nice defensive play, and knocked the ball out of his hand.
And so the Sidney defense holding strong here, and Green turns it over on downs. And so, you know, the Warriors haven't had the best start to tonight's game. Had some problems with some penalties, but hey, still a 3-0 game and a long time to go here.
Yep, definitely. They've got to just put all that stuff that's happened previously behind them and go forward.
So waiting for the snap here as Sidney now goes right to left. Again, they're in the maroon uniforms with the new gray helmet, the Sidney S on the side in maroon and the white pants. They'll hand off on a 1st and 10, and gaining about a yard here is the Sidney running back in the backfield. And we'll see who comes off the bottom of the pile. Looks like Tanner Gifford there. You can kind of pick your poison between Gifford as well as David Gannon. Here for Sidney, I think we're going to see a heavy dose of both of them this season.
Yeah, I think we're going to see, like you said, I think you're going to see both of them really split the load and see what happens.
So this will be a 2nd and 11. They'll lost a yard. Harris, the Sidney quarterback, looks over to the sideline. It looks like they might change the play a little bit here. With 10:25 to go first quarter, Green leading 3-0. They'll hand off up the middle again here to Tanner Gifford, but nowhere to go as the pocket collapses quickly on him. And I'd say he maybe got back to the line of scrimmage, if not lost a yard.
Yeah, that was really like a broken play right there. I think they were trying to run like the little draw play, and Green snuffed it out with real quick pressure right up the middle from the linebacker spot.
Sidney looking for a way to try to get Liam Matthews the ball here, your big-time playmaker. If you can get him the ball, he can make things happen. But, Tim, from what I've seen so far here tonight, they have not had a good opportunity to get him the ball.
I think he's pulling some double coverage, and Mr. Harris just can't get it to him right now.
Harris drops back, speak of the devil, passes over complete there to Liam Matthews, up to the 46-yard line. That's going to be good for a first down, as that was a third and long. Nice little route there by Matthews to come back and get the ball and make the catch.
Yeah, real nice play, nice throw by the young man, signal calling tonight for the Warriors, and right on the spot, and then Liam's athletic ability stretching the ball out to get the first down.
So that is good for a first and 10. Ball is up to midfield. Ball's at the 47 now. Clock runs down to 9:35 to go, second quarter. It's Green 3 and Sidney nothing. If you can get the ball in the vicinity of Liam Matthews, he can usually come down with it. They throw across the middle. Pass is caught here, and a good for another Sidney first down, going from left to right into Green territory, and brought down at the 37 is Trenton Bedine.
Trenton Bedine was just dragged right across the back, right behind the linebackers, and Ryan Harris put it right on the money in stride, and he just got the first down. Great job by Bedine.
So two great back-to-back plays here for the Sidney Warriors, and let's see if they can keep the momentum going here. Harris gets the play, three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Looks like they might want to air it out here on a first and 10. Harris goes right side, passes complete to Colby Finch. Good for about 5 yards, and he's pushed out of bounds at the Green 40-yard line.
Right there, Colby Finch, a big target over there on the right-hand side. Just give him the ball and see what he can do with it and his athletic ability, and then got about 4 or 5 yards.
So 9:05 to go first quarter. Green 3, Sidney nothing. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on a what's turning out to be a very nice night here. A little overcast, but a great temperature for high school football here in Sidney. Harris on a second and 7, balls on the Green 39, drops back, wants to air it out left side. Peyton Mosier wide open at the 20, to the 15, to the 10 before he's brought down from behind there by Noah Kennedy. Heck of a throw and heck of a catch there from Mosier.
I think Kennedy thought he was going to have a little safety help over the top, and he stopped, and as soon as he did, Mosier just ran right by him, and you can't do that, but give Kennedy a lot of kudos too, because he ran down Mosier.
So Sidney knocking on the door looking for their first score of the season here as the clock runs down to 8:55 to go, second quarter. It's Green 3, Sidney nothing. Ball is on the Green 10-yard line, though, as Sidney is marching. Harris fakes a handoff, throws to Matthews. He gets down to the 5, pushing his way towards the end zone and knocked out of bounds at about the 2-yard line here. A good little quick hitter there, and Matthews gets it right down to the goal line.
Yeah, this 4 wideout is really working well for the Warriors right now. The offensive line is doing a fantastic job giving Harris time to throw the ball, and he's hitting his targets.
8:42 to go, first quarter. Green 3, Sidney nothing. Second and 3 here as Sidney is knocking on the door. They have the ball at the 3-yard line. Harris in the shotgun again. Looks right now, back left, throws. It's caught by Kevin McEwen for a Sidney Warrior touchdown.
First touchdown of the year for the Sidney Warriors. Nice little swing pass out to the left-hand side. McEwen, both hands, boom, 6 points.
The sophomore fullback brings it in, and Ryan Harris throws his first varsity touchdown. And it gives Sidney a 6-3 lead with 8:36 to go in the second quarter. And it looks like they are going to attempt the extra point here with Mikey Mazzarella.
Yeah, number 9 is the kicker this year for the Warriors, Mike Mazzarella. And the Warriors come out in the swinging gate, and then they close it.
Snap is low, but Harris picks it up. A good hold, and the kick is good for Mazzarella. So Sidney has a 7-3 lead. A very nice-looking extra point there with 8:35 to go here, Tim.
That was a booming kick. I mean, really, it was halfway up the uprights. So you figure that's probably good for another 10 yards, 10, 15 yards.
We'll take a break. Sidney scores. Kevin McEwen on a little 5-yard pass, and Sidney leads Green 7-3. 8.5 to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Sydney a 7-3 lead with 8:35 to go in the second quarter. A kickoff here is fielded. Little squib kick, and that will be Noah Kennedy falling on it. So Green will have the ball going left to right, and they'll start at about their own 38 after Sydney scores on a touchdown catch about 2 or 3 yards from Kevin McEwen.
Yeah, and we also have to thank the Green coaches for getting this Noah's name because of his jersey, because we were all looking for who just made that play. You know?
And he's been in on a lot of plays since that since we said that, and you know, maybe just decided to switch his jersey at the last minute, something like that. But he's been playing very well for Green, and now they find themselves down 7-3 with 8.5 to go here in the second quarter. Erickson will hand the ball off, and it's going to be a swing from right to left. To the outside here, pretty good as he turns it up the corner to the far side. That's Nate Berry. Looked like maybe he was only going to get one or two and ends up with about five.
Yeah, nice little play to Nate Berry on the outside, and he did, like Nate said, got 4 or 5 on the play, and it'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go for the first.
So in case you're just joining us, it was Green at the end of the first quarter with a 3-0 lead on a 32-yard field goal from Zach Gibbon. And then just on the last drive, it was Kevin McEwen with a touchdown catch of about 2 yards from Ryan Harris. And then the field goal was good from Mike Mazzarella. And Sydney leads 7-3 with 7:50 to go in the second quarter. Green with the ball. They are approaching midfield as they go left to right. They're in the white tops with the black pants and the green helmets. Quarterback keeper here for Nate Erickson plunges right into the line, maybe picks up one on the play.
They were doing the same play. They were doing motion Berry across and then a fake, and then the quarterback kept it that time, but I think he made the wrong decision because he ran into a wall of Sydney Warrior tacklers.
And so this will be a 3rd and 4 here for Green. You know, Erickson, when he was in the backfield last year with Coy Austin at quarterback, it just gave Green so many options. And now Green finding a new way to keep the ball in Erickson's hands, but he's going to have to do a little bit of everything this year without Austin there.
Graduation will do that to you, Nate.
Yeah.
You got to make those changes. And, you know, so if we think about it, you know, we look at Fireben when he left. Look at how Frankie had to just change everything.
Sure.
Up there.
Yeah, Unitigo really had to do a lot to change after Josh Fireben graduated. Green's going to take a timeout, so we will as well. 6:57 to go in the second quarter. It's Sydney 7 and Green 3. Thanks for joining us tonight here on WCDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Chenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151 or 369-4122.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Out of the timeout, a 3rd and 4 for Green, and they're going to try a pass on the right side that sails out of bounds. Intended receiver there for Erickson was Nate Berry on the Sydney sideline. So this will be a 4th and 4 with 6:50 to go in the second quarter. Sydney leading Green 7-3. And decision time here for the Trojans. Looks like they will punt this one away.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to punt, but I want to talk about the defensive play by number 51 of the Sydney Warriors on that play right there. He just would not let Nate Erickson get to the outside. He just kept his outside shoulder, you know, on that side, and he just would not let him get there and rush the throw.
Cameron Chabot, Sydney expecting big things from him this season. And then we'll have a flag on the play as Green will look to punt this one away with Zach Gibbon, and this is going to be a penalty against GCS.
False start against the Trojans, and it'll move it back five more yards and maybe give them a little bit more room for the punt.
A lot of penalties on both sides here tonight, and sometimes you'll have that in the opening game of the season as new players and new positions trying to figure it out. And again, it's the speed of the game here on opening night when the other team's trying to rip your head off and they're going full speed. So again, Green back to punt, and this one goes high into the night sky, and Liam Matthews is back to receive, standing on the Sydney 30-yard line. He's going to let it bounce and goes down to about the 26-yard line here. Looked like for a split second Matthews was going to pick it up. I think Green is glad he didn't, because he gets that ball, he can really go.
Yeah, he definitely can, and he makes one guy miss, and then it's catch-up time, and, I mean, it's that quick. And, you know, he did let it go, and I'm sure the Green Trojans are happy about that.
6:40 to go, second quarter, Sydney 7, Green 3. Good night for high school football here, a cool night. Overcast skies. We've had some hot weather lately, but not here tonight. Very comfortable for watching this opening football game of the season. And this is going to be picked off here by Green as they tried to go over the middle to Peyton Mosier. This could be a pick six by Erickson. He'll take it to the house. Cam Chabot tried to get him right at the goal line. He didn't, though. An interception back for a touchdown for Green with 6:27 to go in the second quarter. Erickson read that one very, very well and picked it right out of Mosier's hands and took it to the house.
Yeah, he definitely did. He baited the throw, made it look like Mosier was a lot more open than he was, and as soon as Harris let it go, he just went for the ball and made a nice pick and took it to the house.
So a great play there by Nate Erickson. And, you know, we talked a lot about him in our pregame show and just what a heck of an athlete he is. And he showed it right there, because he picked it off at about the 35, maybe 40-yard line, and was able to turn on the jets and get it all the way to the house there. So it's Green 9, Sydney 7. They'll go for the extra point here. The snap is good, hold is good, and the extra point is up and through. And so just like that, Green retakes the lead 10-7 with 6.5 to go in the second quarter.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Looking for a new local body shop that can fix your vehicle fast and right the first time? Try out Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville. The pros at Thunder Road offer collision repair, custom paint, frame and unibody repair, and classic restorations, all under one roof. They have a brand new state-of-the-art facility that will get your ride looking great in no time. Check out pictures of their amazing restoration work on their Facebook page. Call today at 783-2290. That's 783-2290. Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville is happy to support local sports on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. After the pick six from Nate Erickson, it is Green 10, Sydney 7, the Warriors with the ball. It's a first and 10. They are on their own 32 going right to left. And Harris now will hand one off up the middle here. Looks like Wyatt Kiff blasting his way forward. And coming off the bottom of the pile, actually David Gannon. And Gannon will pick up about 6 yards and get to the 40-yard line. So that two-headed monster of Gifford as well as David Gannon running the ball well here tonight.
Yeah, they're doing a nice job. They're keeping a good mix of pass and running, the Warriors are.
So this will be a second and 2. We'll see now how Harris responds after throwing that first interception. Can he stay calm, get back in the moment here? This is still anybody's ball game late in the half. Huge drive here for Sydney. Green 10, Sydney 7, 5:45 to go second quarter. Harris is going to air one out. He's got Liam Matthews. Matthews catches it at the 30, brought down at the 25-yard line here. Great little pitch and catch there. Left it up. Matthews went up and got it. And Sydney is right back in scoring territory.
And I actually thought we were going to have our very first pass interference call right there because the defender had no idea where the ball was, and he was just, you know, face guarding as much as he could, but athletic ability of Liam Matthews went up and got the ball.
That's the thing. I mean, if Harris can put that up there, 9 times out of 10, Matthews is going to come down with it. So now a 1st and 10. Sydney is at the green 35-yard line. They're right back in scoring position here. 5.5 to go, second quarter. Harris hands off David Gannon to the outside, and he is brought down. Sneaking through there is Isaac Haddock, and he laid a heck of a tackle on Gannon in the backfield.
Great form tackle right there. Had a cross right with the shoulders and lifted and drove his legs right back to the big loss of about 3 yards there.
Coming up on 5 minutes to go, second quarter. It's green 10, Sydney 7. Going to be a 2nd and 12 with the ball on the green 37-yard line as Sydney goes right to left. Harris in the shotgun here, barking out the signals. Looks over to the sideline. Two wide receivers to the left, two to the right. Harris drops back. Throws across the middle. Pass is complete to Liam Matthews. He turns on the Jets, first down and more. Cuts back, gets down to the 10 before he's brought down. And boy, what a burst of speed there from Matthews.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I've said it a number of times. Once that kid catches the ball, you better be ready to tackle him, because if you're not, he'll run right away from you.
So Sydney trying to regain the lead here as it's green 10, Sydney 7. Clock is stopped with 4:43 to go, second quarter. Another first down as Sydney marches right back into green territory. They have the ball down on the 6-yard line, and they're knocking on the door again. Let's see what Matthews comes up with here. As head coach Jeff Matthews might be trying to get it back to Liam. No, they'll hand off here to David Gannon. Cuts right up the gut. Good for about 2 yards, and this will bring up a 2nd and short right on the goal line.
Yeah, nice little play to David Gannon. Just off tackle right there on the right-hand side. Just didn't quite get to the end zone.
So this will be a 2nd and goal. Clock continues to move. And we'll see the officials getting together here to have a quick conference as everybody gets set. It'll be a 2nd and 6. Ball is on about, actually no, it's going to be about a 2nd and 2, 2nd and 3 here for the Warriors. Snap, and they'll hand one off here to David Gannon. Cuts up the middle again, gets right to the goal line, but cannot quite push that pile forward. And it's going to be a 3rd and inches coming up here. Clock runs down to 3:55 to go before the half.
Yeah, it was all those guys in the box now because of the short yardage to the end zone. It's very hard to get that yardage that he was getting earlier.
Green 10, Sydney 7. This will be a 3rd and 1. Let's see what the Warriors dial up here. They're going to hand it off again to Gannon. Cuts to the outside, and he didn't get in. Right to the goal line, and a great tackle there by Green's Nate Berry to come up and wrap him up right on the line. It looked like Gannon was going to get in. 4th and 1 coming up. Clock is at 3:25 and running.
Yeah, that was really touchdown-saving tackle, obviously, but, you know, the Warriors, it looks like they're going to go for it.
Green 10, Sydney 7. So the Warriors trying to retake the lead here late in the half. Matthews is split out to the left side. Let's see what they decide to do. Harris barking out the signals. He's in the shotgun on this 4th and 1. They're going to try to hand it off again. This time they'll find daylight with David Gannon. So a gutsy call on 4th and 1, but Sydney retakes the lead on a 1-yard touchdown run from David Gannon.
Nice little run right there by Gannon. He actually was stopped in the backfield, but he just slipped the tackle and got into the end zone for 6 points for the Warriors.
And they needed that one. I mean, I know it's 4th down. But you almost have to go for it there. You're right on the goal line. You have to have confidence that your line will block and get you through. So 2:59 to go in the second quarter. It's Sydney 13 and Green 10. They're lined up in the swinging gate formation here. Mazzarella is out to kick once again. Now they'll line up normally. So they come out of the swinging gate into a normal lineup. Mazzarella had plenty of leg and accuracy on the first one. This one is blocked as Haddock came through the line, but we do have a flag on the play. We'll see what the call is.
Yeah, they had a flag right away. Surprised they let the play go.
Yeah, Haddock came bursting through there, and Mazzarella kicked it, and Haddock had an easy block, but the flag was as Haddock was coming through the line. So again,
those kickers want to get their shots in too,
that's
you know.
Right.
Got a free shot at a gut.
3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Sydney with a touchdown run by David Gannon to take the 13-10 lead with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Looks like they were going to redo this one, as I believe that penalty was on Green.
Yeah, I think Green was offsides.
So it is on Green. Somebody jumped a little early there. Boy, Norwich with a 35-0 lead over Windsor. We're getting some updates from that game, and boy, they are just moving the ball well, big play after big play. Norwich looking very strong on opening night.
Yeah, I've been getting some tips on Norwich tonight, too, and they say they're just absolutely loaded.
And this time the kick is blocked again, as breaking through the line there was Zach Gibbon, got the paw up in the air and knocked it down. So with 2:59 to go in the second quarter, it's Sydney 13 and Green 10. What a play there, Tim.
Yeah, it was a real nice play. It was pretty much, I'm surprised you could pick a player out there. There were four in Mazzarella's face. I would have said, it's a host of Trojans that just blocked that kick.
So Sydney 13, Green 10, late in the second quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney, with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2:59 to go in the second quarter. Sydney 13 and Green 10. It's been an exciting game, and we talked earlier. Sydney had a little trouble getting the ball to Liam Matthews through some double teams, but now they've found a way, and he has made some big-time plays and some good throws to get the ball to him from Ryan Harris, Tim.
Yeah, Ryan is doing a nice job throwing the ball for the Warriors right now, and I mean, actually, on the touchdown drive before, I think you and I talked about it. I don't think he had an incomplete.
No, and I like the way, you know, he did throw that pick six, but he seemed to shake it off and do a nice job of picking it back up on the next drive. Here's a little squib kick here. Green had trouble fielding it. It did pop up in the air, and then they were able to pull it back in. And so Green will start at their own 40-yard line going left to right. 2:58 to go in the second quarter. It's Sydney 13 and Green 10. Boy, that one was up for grabs there for a minute, Tim.
It did. It took a really weird hop, and it hit the number 23 for the Green Trojans right in the shoulder pad and went straight up in the air. And if one of his guys hadn't come back, that could have been a big turnover for the Warriors right there.
And the Sydney coaching staff likes to play the odds on those. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've seen over the years a lot of times they'll come up with a ball like that. So here is Nate Erickson. Had that pick six for a touchdown. And he's back to work at the quarterback position here. The handoff to Nate Berry. He is brought down in the backfield there by the Sydney defense. Let's see who broke through and got the job done. With 2:45 to go in the second quarter, it's Sydney 13 and Green 10. Loss of about 2 yards on the play there. And we're still trying to see on the far side who brought him down. It might have been Kevin McEwen over there.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out who. Yep, PA announcer says gives it to Kevin McEwen. Nice play by the young man right there. Huge loss for the Trojans, about 5 yards.
Just a nice play, broke through, and just good form tackling there and brought him down, as he was not going to let Nate Berry turn the corner there. So, yeah, Tim, I would say they lost about 5 yards there with 2.5 to go before the halftime break. Clock starts to become a factor now on these drives. With the score, Sydney 13 and Green 10. Thanks for joining us here tonight. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on CDO.
And Green has used 2 timeouts already.
Yeah, so let's see what they can do. Berry is in motion. Erickson's going to have a keeper here, runs into the pile and is brought down. Good tackle there by Ian Fogarty to lead the way for Sydney.
Gain of about 2 yards. It'll bring up second down and 11.
Clock continues to run. 2 minutes to go before the halftime break. And make sure you stay tuned. We'll break everything down during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report, as we'll get a chance to talk about the first half here, which has been pretty entertaining between two teams that we think by the end of the season, could definitely be playoff contenders.
And check that down. It is third.
Third and 11, yes. Okay, so a third and 11 here. Clock moves down to a minute 35 to go before the halftime break. Green with the ball on their own 35, going left to right. Flag on the play. And Erickson trying to escape the rush, but he can't do it. Brought down again as Sidney with the gang tackle there. He just had nowhere to go. Ian Fogarty in on the tackle for Sidney as well as David Gannon.
He was searching for any daylight that he could find, and there was none. Great job by the Warriors on contain.
Also looked like Wyatt Kiff was in on that tackle for the Warriors. So we'll see what the flag is here. They let the play go after the flag was thrown with a minute 25 to go here before the halftime break.
Legal shift.
So a legal shift is the call here, and it has certainly been a first half filled with penalties on both sides. We've talked a lot about, these teams, even though they work all summer, you know, they do the 7-on-7s, they do the scrimmage. It's still so hard when you get out here in this game speed. Fourth and 15, Green looks like they'll punt it away. Matthews standing to our right, back at his own 35, looking to receive for Sidney. And here is the punt. Matthews is going to have a chance to field this one unless it goes over his head. It does. It takes a Green bounce all the way down to about the 10-yard line. So a heck of a punt there for the Green Trojans. Zach Gibbon with a good leg. He put it over Matthews' head, and then it rolled about another 20 yards from there.
Yeah, I think the very first punt, the Warriors said that he didn't think he kicked it, you know, as far, so they moved Matthews up a little closer, and then the punter this time showed what leg he has, and the Warriors have got a big hole right here. They're going to have to go 90 yards.
So a minute 16 to go here before the halftime break. Again, Sidney leading Green 13-10. And this is a point in the game where you don't want to make any mistakes here late in the half. They'll throw out into the flat left side for Liam Matthews. Gets to the 15, up to the about the 17, 18-yard line before he's pushed out of bounds.
Yeah, real quick hitter to the outside to Matthews and let him do what he can do.
Sidney in the maroon tops. Again, the new gray helmets with the Sidney S on the side. The maroon with the white trim there, the white pants. Minute 10 to go before the halftime break. Sidney ahead by 3, 13-10. Second and one, ball is on their own 20 as they go right to left. Waiting for the snap here, they'll hand off and up the gut they go. Bouncing to the outside, I believe this is Wyatt Kiff, and he's going to pick up the first down here for Sidney with a minute four to go. That was David Gannon on the carry, not Tanner Gifford.
Gannon with a very nice run right there of about 3 yards, got the first down for the Warriors, and the clock is still ticking.
So a minute to go here in this second quarter. Harris is going to roll out to his right on a first down, throws, and this one is incomplete in the dirt. Peyton Mosier tried to come up with it, but a flag on the play, and we might have a pass interference call coming from the Zebra crew.
We are going to see pass interference for the first time this year.
With 51 seconds to go, as Mosier was brought down from behind before he had a chance to make a play on the ball there. And another nice run by Harris, throwing on the run that.
Yes, and real nice job that time. He was rolling to his right-hand side, so it makes it a little easier of a throw. But Mosier didn't have a prayer with that because that guy was all over his back before the ball even got anywhere near him.
51 seconds to go before the halftime break, and we know that Jeff Matthews he's not one of those coaches who's going to let the clock run out and get into the locker room. He's going to take every advantage of every second on that clock. And so Sidney will continue to push. They're on their own 39, going right to left on a first and 10 as they approach midfield. Harris throws left side complete to Matthews. He gets it at the 45, makes a little juke move, is driven backwards, pushed his way over the 45 and out of the 46. So he gained ground, lost it, and then got it back for Sidney.
Nice little play right there. And Sidney takes a timeout on that play. I just was going to say really quick that they had getting him the ball that quick is giving him the ability to do whatever he wants. He made an absolute great juke on the sideline right there to get that extra yardage.
41 seconds to go in the second quarter. Sidney leads 13-10, and you know, I kind of call it the coffee shop talk, but, you know, talking to a lot of people this week, the general consensus was, hey, if Harris can get the ball out quickly, get it to his weapons, a lot of good things could happen for this offense.
Yeah, definitely, and those short throws are doing nothing but giving Ryan Harris a lot of confidence. And, you know, when you have those weapons to throw the ball to and you're getting it out that quickly, you don't have to rely on your line to block for 3 seconds or whatever. They're just getting it out as quickly as can and let those athletes out on the outside do what they can do.
41 seconds to go. Second quarter, Sydney ahead by 3, 13-10. It's been an entertaining first half here between the Green Trojans and the Sydney Warriors. Live from Sydney's alumni field tonight as we get back underway. A second and 3. Sydney at their own 45. A pass out to the right side, up the midfield for Kevin McEwen, and he's knocked out of bounds, out of the timeout with 36 seconds to go, right at the midfield mark here.
And I think we're going to see our first measurement.
Yeah, this is going to be pretty close here, as he was trying to lean forward and try to get that little extra yard. See what the white hat says here at midfield. Boy, this is going to be close.
I can't believe they're not doing it, but they're not.
Yeah.
Third down.
So this will be a third and short right at midfield. And let's see what happens. Harris, hands off. It's going to be a first down for David Gannon. Into Green territory. Coughed it up, though. Green is going to fall on the ball at the 40-yard line. And what was a nice drive there for Sydney ends in a fumble as Green does a great job to recover.
Number 72 did a really nice job coming from behind Gannon and punching the ball loose. And his teammate was right there to get the fumble recovery.
That's the senior, Wyatt Ingram, came up from behind, and they were able to pop that one free. Boy, Sydney had some momentum there, and it all just evaporated there as the ball falls to the turf, and Green comes up with it. And now they have 30 seconds to work.
Right, and again, their timeouts are down to one. The Trojans only have one left. But the Warriors get the ball in the second half.
So Sydney 13, Green 10. The Warriors' defense going to try to come up with a stop here. The Trojans offense trying to work with these last 30 seconds, maybe put some more points on the board. Remember, they do have a strong kicker. Erickson throws on first down. It's almost picked off on that far side. Danny Calkins had a good play on it, but it was just a little overthrown, and it'll be second and 10 coming up. 25 seconds to go. And so it's Sydney 13, Green 10. Green has the ball going left to right, ball on their own 41-yard line here. Again, they're in the white tops, the black pants, the green helmets. It's been an entertaining first half, back and forth, as both sides have had turnovers and penalties, trying to work out the kinks for some early season football. Second and 10 coming for Green as they line up out of the huddle. Let's see if Erickson has some magic. Maybe he'll just pull it down and run. As Green's touchdown was on the pick six. Besides that, they've only had the field goal to show. And they try to hand off here on first down. Erickson will hand it off, and out of the backfield there for the Green Trojans was Logan Kennedy, and he met a wall of maroon and white and loses yardage.
He sure did, and I'll tell you what, I think they're going to take it into the locker room and take that three-point deficit and see what they can do in the second half.
So the clock will run out, and that'll be it for the first half. The Sydney Warriors leading the Green Trojans 13-10. We'll be back with our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report again. If you want great customer service, delivering energy solutions for over 90 years, you can call Mirabito today at 563-HEAT. Again, our halftime score here in Sydney. It's the Sydney Warriors 13, the Green Trojans 10. You're listening to live high school football tonight on WCDO.
Welcome to Green at Sydney Football, August 31st, 2018. After a minor technical difficulty, we picked up the game with 6:05 left in the first quarter. Here's Nate and Tim.